Welcome to Preside and Prevail, the podcast that turns the daunting into the doable. I'm your host, Clarissa Thomas. And if you've ever felt unqualified or overwhelmed in your role as a healthcare leader, you're in the right place. Managing people is undoubtedly one of the most complex aspects of leadership. Drawing from my years of experience, I aim to share insights and strategies that will equip and empower you to lead with confidence. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into your first managerial role, this podcast is your resource for practical advice and supportive guidance. Thank you for joining me for Season 4, Episode 1, where we talk about core principles of high reliability operations in healthcare. Japanese organizational theorist and management consultant Masaki Imai says, "It is impossible to improve any process until it is standardized. If the process is shifting from here to there, then any improvement will just be one more variation that is occasionally used and mostly ignored. One must standardize and thus stabilize the process before continuous improvement can't be made." The healthcare industry is constantly evolving, and with this evolution comes an increased focus on ensuring that operations are not only efficient, but also reliable. High reliability organizations are those that operate in complex, high-risk environments and manage to maintain a remarkable safety record. In healthcare, adopting the principles of high reliability can significantly enhance patient safety, reduce errors, and improve overall care quality. In this episode, we explore five core principles of high reliability operations and how they can be effectively implemented. Firstly, preoccupation with failure. One of the fundamental principles of high reliability is a constant vigilance towards potential failures. This means maintaining a proactive approach to identifying and addressing potential risk before they result in harm to patients. This involves encouraging staff to report errors and near misses without fear of retribution. Regularly analyzing incidents to understand their root causes. And continuously monitoring processes and outcomes to detect early signs of failure. Implement a feedback loop system where all reported incidents are systematically reviewed and solutions are integrated into practice promptly. Second, reluctance to simplify interpretations. Healthcare environments are inherently complex, and simplifying interpretations can lead to overlooked details and potential errors. High reliability operations emphasize the importance of understanding the full context of situations. This involves encouraging diverse perspectives and multidisciplinary input when addressing challenges. Avoiding assumptions and seeking comprehensive data to inform decisions. Training staff to recognize complex patterns and consider multiple possibilities. Establish a protocol for cross-disciplinary team reviews of critical cases to ensure comprehensive analysis and decision-making. Third, sensitivity to operations. Being acutely aware of the day-to-day operations and how they impact patient care is crucial for maintaining high reliability. This principle involves keeping open lines of communication across all levels of the organization, ensuring that frontline staff have the autonomy to make decisions in real time, continuously assessing and adjusting processes to meet the dynamic needs of patients. Develop a real-time operational dashboard that is accessible to all staff to provide continuous updates and enable quick adjustments. Fourth, commitment to resilience. High reliability organizations recognize that errors are inevitable, but they focus on developing the capacity to recover quickly and effectively. In healthcare, this means building robust systems that can withstand unexpected challenges without compromising patient safety, training staff to handle crisis with composure and efficiency, learning from past incidents to strengthen future responses. Create a resilience training program that includes regular simulations and drills to prepare staff for various crisis scenarios. Deference to expertise. In high reliability operations, leadership is not about hierarchy, but about recognizing and valuing expertise. In healthcare settings, this principle is applied by empowering those with the most relevant knowledge and experience to make critical decisions, encouraging collaboration and knowledge sharing across departments, providing continuous education and training to enhance skills and expertise, implement a mentorship program that pairs experienced professionals with less experienced staff to foster knowledge transfer and skill development. It is essential for leadership to show their dedication to these principles by exemplifying behaviors that prioritize collaboration and respect for expertise. This approach establishes the foundation for a strong organizational culture. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Preside and Prevail. I hope that something we've discussed has ignited inspiration and enthusiasm within you. Our goal is to motivate you to implement these insights not only in your professional spaces, but also in your personal relationships with family and friends. To explore our wide range of professional services, head over to our website at crtconsulting.solutions. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the Leadership Care newsletter so you can stay informed with the latest insights and updates. I look forward to connecting with you soon.